Fellow vacationers, and welcome back to Villains on Vacation.
We're back, baby.
It has been a while.
It has. A couple months.
Yes. So we can call that our hiatus, our spring hiatus.
Let's call it the start of season two. How's that sound?
That'll work for me.
Cool.
So there's been some updates on the Villains on Vacation crew here. That made some changes.
Yeah.
Obviously, we are social distancing.
Yeah.
But we are social distancing a little bit further than we need to because I have moved away, so yeah, we will be doing these remotely from now on.
Yeah, my heart is broken. Although this sounds pretty good. We'll figure this telepodcasting.
It seems to be working out so far pretty good. It's just we won't be... drinking and clanking glasses like we usually do.
I won't get you to cough on my face like you usually do.
Well, that's after pretty you take good a drink. Pandemic scenario. Yeah.
We'll hear the cough a little bit later, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, probably as soon as we take the drink.
Yeah. Speaking of drinks, never mind. Ahead. We haven't introduced anything. We haven't introduced our villain, ourselves. Shit. I'm getting ahead of myself. We've been out of practice.
Well, that, and it took a little bit to get through the technical issues, so we're a little thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go straight into the villain of today. We are doing the Mad Titan Thanos.
I am inevitable.
Yeah, I call him Little Perp because he's a little purple
with
guy.
His wrinkly chin.
What does that have to do with being a little perp?
Well, because he's got the purple chin with the wrinkles on it.
He's all purple.
Yeah, but he's got the wrinkly chin.
Yeah, but what does it have to do with anything?
What is?
Are we already getting into this, Eric? God damn it! We're not even drunk yet. All right.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Thanos is a super powerful character, very well known. So hopefully, some fans will have some insight and some, I guess, discussion topics after we post this. And hopefully get some good feedback.
As always, we would love the interaction on our Facebook page. We always love to interact with our fans. So tell us what you think.
Yeah. All right. Well, without further ado, I guess, let's get into this nice little purple-colored beverage we have here.
Filled with electrolytes.
Yeah. So I think it's just called the Thanos cocktail, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So this is a mixture of lemonade, blue Powerade, mm-hmm. and purple Powerade Zero.
Yeah, you gotta watch the calories.
Yeah, and then just regular vodka.
I chose Tito's.
I did Smirnoff.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So we'll get to know the difference.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll... it's vodka. It all tastes the same. But yeah, it looks kind of cool. It's a little bit separated, so it goes from light to dark up top. We'll post a picture on the Facebook page. So, or did you already do that, Eric?
Yeah, it's already on there.
Oh, cool. So yeah, you can take a look and make it at home and tell us what you think. Cheers, cheers, Eric.
All right, cheers, Wes.
Clink.
There it is.
There's the cough. Look at that.
It was all on the top. That was a lot of vodka on the top.
Yeah, that vodka was just sitting there.
The recipe says... The recipe says, don't mix, just let it sit there.
Well, that's not a good thing when you just sip off the top. That was just a shot.
I tried to get down below the level of it. That was more of a kick than I expected.
It's not bad. I mean, it's just... fucking vodka and Gatorade. Can't really mess that up.
It's not as sugary as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and I can't take... probably because the lemonade's sitting down at the bottom, but...
Right. And the way for this drink is the most sugary goes down at the bottom.
It's not bad. We'll keep drinking them. We'll give it a little end of the podcast review like we always do when we're hammered.
Yeah, and I feel like this one's going to go down a lot easier once you get past the initial layer.
Yeah. These'll go quickly, I bet.
You should choose your words more carefully.
Okay, now we're on to our fan-submitted question from my buddy Sweet James Jones. And his question is, what originally got you into nerd culture and comics, more specifically villains? So, Eric, what do you think?
So, growing up, I had a babysitter who had a library of VHSs around her TV room.
Was she hot? Was it a hot babysitter?
No, it was like a third grandmother for myself.
They could be hot. So, grannies be hot, bro.
No. She was like 300 pounds. Lovely lady. She had a just room full of VHSs, so I would watch all types of movies, and that kind of got me on to, you know, being a bit of a movie buff. And then with nerd culture,
this was just because she didn't want to watch you. She just plopped you in front of a TV.
I got introduced to a lot of different classic movies that way, and so that, and then when I would go over to my older cousin's house, he had a bunch of Star Wars toys. So whenever I would go over there, he would let me play with the Star Wars toys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became a Star Wars fan. And watching The Return of the Jedi, I remember thinking the Emperor was so cool because he shot lightning out of his hands. And he became my favorite character in Star Wars because he shot lightning out of his hands. And then he was just conniving and, you know, he was meticulous and he could rise the ranks, like in the prequels where they showed him, you know, rising through the ranks and manipulating everything. I thought he was a very unique character.
Yeah, that's a good one. So
what about you?
So for me, I used to go grocery shopping with my mom when I was a kid, and at the local grocery store there was a little section that had books and comics, and she would just dump me there as she did shopping, and I would just stay in that little section. So I started like reading a lot of comics, not really understanding what was going on, but naturally, like, I picked up Superman a lot. So that's how I really got into comics, and I guess nerd culture was just being left by my mother in a comic book section of the grocery store. But for villains in general, I'd actually have to go Star Wars as well. I just remember watching those movies, and as soon as Darth Vader came up, just seeing his presence and that like commanding figure and that red blade was just so cool. It was the first time you really like, you kind of root for the villain a little bit, or like you're excited when he's around. And I don't know. I thought it was interesting. And so that was probably what really got me into liking villains as much as I do now, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate that input, Jimmy.
Actually, yeah, it's a good
question. This is my buddy. We went to Galaxy's Edge together, so shout out to James. Love you, bud.
Always good for an origin story.
Going to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge?
No. Our answers were basically our origin stories.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
All right. We're not that drunk yet.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
And that brings us to our villain breakdown. Again doing the Mad Titan Thanos from the Marvel
Universe.
Because
you didn't get that in the intro, since we were so bad at it. And we decided not to redo it.
It's growing pains.
Mm-hmm. But season two, starting off strong.
Wes, for Thanos, what's likes, dislikes? You want to kick this off here?
Yeah, sure. So I like Thanos because he's obviously super powerful, and it's always a good battle whenever he's fighting against whomever. That really shows with a lot of his stories, you really don't know if he's going to win or if the heroes are. And I think that makes it easier to write good stories. Because if you have a villain that's just easily defeatable or easily defeated, it can just kind of get formulaic and boring most of the time. So I really like how... you have these epics whenever Thanos is involved, and it shows with the the event, the cinematic universe, and even with Infinity Gauntlet, like he's always coming back, and he's winning and killing all these heroes, and you never know what's going to happen. And so I like that about that, his character. What about you?
No, I agree. So the Infinity Gauntlet saga in the comics, I picked that up later after I saw the movies. I wanted to see
a little bit different story.
Yeah. And but it was a little bit more gruesome than the movie. He did to Nebula. Yep. And then in the battle, I think it was Iron Man gets his head ripped off when they just murdered everybody.
I mean, he's got to impress Death, right? That's his whole point.
The female version that he snapped into existence as well. I don't know off the top of my head, but it was when Death wasn't having it, he was just like, all right, well, boom. Now I got my own lady. And then she goes and like rips off Iron Man's head as everyone else is just getting murdered. But I liked him because he's a very layered and driven character. And one thing I liked about the movies was we got a view of the wiser, older Thanos in Infinity War. And then you got his younger, like a little bit more brash and kind of in your face in Endgame a little bit. So you get that little back and forth of how he grew.
Okay. I don't necessarily agree that, I mean, he wasn't that much younger. I mean, he's basically immortal.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess he just, in Endgame, I'll agree that he's a lot more raw because he hasn't gone through those fights with them yet. So.
Right. He wasn't in his relationship with the Avengers. He wasn't mature at that point, as mature as he was in Infinity War after he's gone through the years of tracking down everything and everything like that. That fair?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, if you watch Infinity War, yes, he's killing off half of population here, half population here, but he really only killed single characters when they provoked him at least in the movie, like Loki.
Snapping his neck.
He tried to kill him. Hamdale, he shot the Hulk out, so he got rid of him that way. Vision, because he needed the stone. Gamora, when he needed the stone. But then you look at when the Guardians met up with him on Nowhere, he could have just decimated them, but he just kind of toyed with them. Yeah, and like when he was going to get the stone from Vision, he was just completely toying with, just knocking people left and right, and where he could have just turned them all into dust.
Yeah.
And I think that's just kind of he had that restraint. He's not just some rage, you know, driven character. He has a mission.
That's a good point. There is a method to his madness, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Reality can be whatever I want.
Now we are on to our favorite mediums. So I'll just go ahead and take this just because I don't want to pass it over to you and I want to talk a little bit. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I thought we were talking equally, but sure.
No, I'm just messing.
You go right on ahead.
Thanks, buddy. I mean, the comics are really good. I think the best stories are in the comics, but the cinematic universe. I think Josh Brolin did. You okay?
It was a lot of vodka on top. That was like all vodka.
I'm surprised you didn't cough.
Keep going.
No, this is all new territory for us, and so we're on a video chat right now, and I'm just seeing Eric's face in pure pain.
Because we're not making the same drink, so our drinks are at different level. There's just a lot of vodka on top. I did not realize how much it was just going to sit there.
Yeah, you gotta mix it in.
Oh, no, but I like the layers. It looks cool.
It does look cool. And it does taste good. It tastes like a Kool-Aid jammer.
Once you get past the wall of vodka, Jesus. Okay, well, sorry to interrupt you with my facial expressions.
Oh, it's fine. I'm used to it. Anyway, where was I? I think I was saying, so I really like the cinematic universe with Josh Brolin. I think he did really well. I think he captured the character pretty well. The voice is really good. That's all I got for it. What about you?
I mean, I would agree. I'm more leaning towards the cinematic version of him. He has kind of taken a... Josh Brolin has taken a Mark Hamill status when it comes to when I'm reading a comic with Thanos, where I have his voice in my head.
Okay. Yeah.
Where, like, when I read a Joker comic, Mark Hamill's voice is in my head. So, yeah, I would definitely say Josh Brolin is the...
Yeah, I think it also... I mean, like I said, the comics are... They have really good stories, but it's the Avengers is still, like, fresh, I feel. You know, it's only a couple years old, and there hasn't really been a big Thanos story that's come out since then in the comics.
Right. What year did the Infinity Gauntlet come out? Was that early 90s? I think it was early 90s, like 92 or 93. It just doesn't sink.
Come on, man.
It doesn't sink. Oh. Maybe I'll layer it.
Yeah. Okay. So it was 91.
Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty old now. We're a little older than it, but.
I mean, I was 2 when it came out.
Yeah, I was 1.
I wasn't really, probably wasn't reading at that time.
Yeah. I was not at my grade level at that point. But yeah, so cinematic is our preferred.
This is a thrilling segment.
Yeah.
I think we need to get a little bit more drunk. Insane. You know what I mean?
You should choose your words more carefully.
You've probably been thrilled with the past 20 minutes of this podcast because we are sober. But let me tell you, during that break, we had a few more, and it's going to get good. All right. Anyways, let's get to a real-world person that can play them. Do you have anyone for this? I have one kind of in mind.
You can go first on that.
Okay. He's the Mad Titan and he slaughters everything and he wants order in the world. I was thinking along the lines of Genghis Khan, where he's trying to take over the world, and Genghis Khan was known to kill off villages if he couldn't take care of them. So instead of having these people suffer, he would just murder them, which is, I guess, similar in theory to Thanos's vision of, you know, having order and having just killing off half of the population so that people will be happier or people won't be suffering. That was my kind of thought process.
Yeah, one of the conquerors. I wouldn't say Napoleon because it wasn't really a Napoleon complex with him.
Yeah, I don't. Do you have? Are you thinking this through, or was that your pick?
No, I'm just thinking through things. You know, it's not Napoleon. I wouldn't call him a Stalin either. Because Stalin just liked murdering people for fun.
Yeah.
Have you watched the movie Death of Stalin? Because that's pretty good with Steve Buscemi.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, give that a go.
Have you seen Jojo Rabbit?
No, not yet. I want
to see that. That's really good. It's Taika Waititi. It's funny.
Yeah, I do want to see that. But so get back to that. I wouldn't call him Stalin. I wouldn't go as far as calling him a Hitler either, because, again, he... Because
they weren't really ruling by their personal force, you know? Like, they weren't physically conquering people like Thanos is.
Right. So and even in the Roman Empire, when they were conquering things, it wasn't the same sort of... Julius Caesar doesn't fit in there either. So I agree with the Genghis Khan that you were saying. Okay.
This is dumb. Why do we keep agreeing with everything?
Yeah, well, I mean, what else are you going to do for it? He's a titan. He's conquering things.
I take it back. I think the real world person that would play him is the person that puppets Barney solely for the reason of them being both purple.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
Yeah. I mean, he controls the children.
Oh, good point. He gets them to do what they want with singing songs, but Thanos uses his Infinity Gauntlet. Same thing, man.
Yeah, just no one's turning to dust on Barney's playground.
I can tell you're not feeling this. So.
I'm not feeling the Barney thing at all.
All right, whatever, man.
Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination.
He's a real puppet.
From our imagination.
He was on PBS, bro.
Yeah, I know. He's a dinosaur from our imagination.
All right, whatever. I'm done with you. We're on to one of our better bits. Let's get a little drunk and have fun going on a date with Thanos.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's going to be riveting.
This podcast has been so deadpan and just terrible. I feel so bad for our listeners. We've been away too long. We've lost our rhythm, especially after our reverence of Darth Vader. What?
Well, Darth Vader was a great season finale.
Yeah. We end on a high note, start on a really, really low note.
Yeah, it's the COVID edition.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just blame everything on that. Tack it on to the COVID-19 budget.
And now it's time to get a little bit randy with a date with Thanos.
Your optimism is misplaced.
What is that accent?
I was going for more of a sultry, and it turned into more of a southern.
It came into like a sling billy. Let me get some of them French fried potatoes.
I was more going for a Tom Jones. It just did not come out that way.
It did not.
I was going more sultry, but it came out more Michael Scott of "I Do Declare." My date idea with him would not be down in New Orleans or the Louisiana Bayou. So let's talk about what Thanos. Yeah,
let's go through this together.
Is interested in, and
his biggest interest is just death. So in the comics, that's all he's trying to impress.
But in the comics, death is a lady, so he's trying to impress a lady. So he's a bit of a romantic.
Okay, I was just going with more of just death in general. So, like, I was thinking somewhere kind of gothic.
Yeah, well, in the comic, she's a gothic lady.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
You're not adding anything to this conversation.
I think I am.
Help me help you.
Adding layers that he's a romantic.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a hopeless romantic because he's obviously, like, never going to be able to prove his worth to her.
Right. Think of a Hallmark movie gone bad.
So, a Hallmark movie.
Right. Like, I saw somebody say something about a very COVID Christmas as a Hallmark movie this year. Mm.
It's just going to be people video dating?
Yes. It was somebody put a high-class lawyer and a candle maker from the country get put on the wrong Zoom chat.
They get Zoom bombed and fall in love.
Hey, it could happen in these days.
I guess.
But anyway, back to our boy Thanos.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like I said, it's somewhere gothic. Maybe, no?
I'm thinking more nature-y. I'm thinking a picnic.
What? You could have a picnic in like old
a castle,
yeah, like old European structure, castles, gothic buildings.
Yeah, but I think he wants a little nature, so there better be a court. All right, fine, we'll compromise. Castle with a courtyard with trees.
What castle doesn't have a courtyard?
The shitty kind.
Touche. So he's obviously not going to go to a shitty castle.
Of course not.
Right.
He's wants to show off.
All right, so
because he's a hopeless romantic.
He does have the so in the comics he was given he couldn't really travel through time, but let's say he has that ability.
That's fine. I mean, with dates,
yeah, so let's go to old European medieval times.
Yeah, but are we thinking merry old England, or are we thinking the France medieval time, or the Germanic tribes, which were kind of just mud huts?
Yeah, I'm thinking more French.
Okay, all right, a little bit classier, a little bit more romantic. Well,
honestly, any sort of Western Europe. I mean, France, England.
Well, you don't want to go to England because it's going to rain most of the time.
That can add to the ambiance.
No. He's going to want
Two different of. We may have to come up with two different dates on this.
It's got to be a little bit of sun. It can be a little bit partly cloudy, but it can't be raining. That's just going to damper the date. And he wants to impress.
He's trying to impress death. Why? She doesn't need sunshine and happiness. She wants doom and gloom.
No. She brings doom and gloom. So she takes that.
That's what she wants too.
Sucks it away.
No.
And what is better than doing an activity on a date, like taking a nice sunny day and just seeping it away from everyone else? So it's like an activity, like making it worse, but they enjoy it.
You're making this podcast into. Worse.
I don't think so. I think there's layers to it.
Layers is a word of the day for Eric Skinkled.
It is. I just usually pick one and it's
back to one. You stick with it. Shit. All right.
We're not even off the weather yet.
I know. All right, let's nail down a location. We could we could just go to a morgue.
No, that's not where you have a picnic.
Why are you set on picnic?
Let's go back to the castle courtyard.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking kill you. This is not working. All right, you do your date. And then I'm going to do mine because I just hate everything about you right now.
Well, we were agreeing on castles in Europe back in medieval times, so work with me here. And it was a courtyard with a little bit of nature in there. And then we were disagreeing on the weather. So let's come back to the weather.
Oh, my God.
And let's talk it through.
No. I don't give a shit about the weather.
You're shaking your head.
What?
But... what we can do, think of it this way. All right, so if you don't want to do a picnic, let's go back to the idea of an activity in the date, all right? So with that, they both like taking happiness away from people. They like the doom and gloom, as you said.
All right.
You look really
let's do a sunshiny day. They go to Notre Dame.
Okay, all right. I'm in with that.
And then they just City kind of love. They kind of just murder all the tourists there so that they can be alone together.
The ones in the cathedral.
Or just, you know, sightseeing. There's obviously going to be a lot of tourists there.
Yeah, there well...
There will be plenty of people for them to murder.
Yeah, well, in Paris, yeah. I mean, who knows? They could be there during the plague.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that they'd probably be immune.
You know what? Let's take that back. They're there during the bubonic plague because they would be into that.
Just said they wanted sunshine and happiness, and now you're talking they want to be around the plague? What is wrong with you?
It was sunny on some of the days that the plague was around.
Oh, my God. Then they're there, Eric.
With the sunny day, with some nature, but there's doom and gloom all around, so people are in despair, and they like that because they eat that up so they can have a little picnic and enjoy the sights of...
You just pulled a 180.
No, I didn't. I put it... I reworked things. Edited, as we say today.
You're adding a bunch of shitty layers. That's what you're doing.
I think I'm just adding significance.
All right. So we settled on Notre Dame.
Yeah. Paris during the plague.
Okay. During the plague.
Yeah. So they got the people with the beak masks on.
I don't really care about the weather. Can we please just ignore that part?
I was talking about the people with the beak masks.
Those were the doctors.
Yeah. So you got them running around.
Yeah.
Okay, we're setting the stage.
Okay, so it's a busy day around.
Well, yeah, for some people, doctors mainly.
Well, there's probably a bunch of people around. I guess the doctors have to go around or the apothecaries
with a posse.
What? No, they just have to go from person to person. A lot of people died during that plague.
Yeah, I know. I know my history.
I wasn't questioning that. All right, let's not get combative, Eric.
All right, well, moving on. Where were you going with your train of thought?
I lost my train of thought because I was just thinking they would have a nice little, like, they're walking hand in hand down Paris. They find Notre Dame. They're surrounded by these, like, tourists. And he would just kind of look at death and be like, you know what? I'm going to do this for you. And then just wipes out everyone around. So they're just alone, but then surrounded by death so that she's comfortable. And then they're both happy and they're on their merry way and taking in all the Gothic architecture. And
but I feel like a picnic.
Oh my God. Okay, so they murder everybody. They view the architecture and then they just kind of walk down to the park and have a nice little picnic. What do you want to eat on your picnic, Eric?
Well, it's not my picnic. It's Thanos' picnic with death. And I don't really know what they would eat, but I'm thinking a nice picnic on a plaid blanket and a basket filled with food. Probably
deli. So the most generic picnic you can think of.
Yeah, but it's outside in the outdoors in nature.
Oh, that's what a picnic is.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to make sure that it was outside. And it's not in a castle now, so we got rid of that.
We already established that they walked to a park somewhere.
Well, isn't there a park near Notre Dame or Notre Dame?
Yes.
Boom, right there. That overlooks the cathedral.
I hate you so much.
I think we nailed this.
Okay, let's go over this again from the start for our listeners' sake. Because I know they're just dying to figure this out.
You like to jump around a bit.
What's that? I jumped around?
Yeah, you were jumping around a little bit.
God. Okay. they time travel to the Gothic era during the early French Revolution.
No, not French Revolution. Bubonic Plague.
Oh, Bubonic Plague. Sorry, you're right.
Yeah, French Revolution is way after that.
So they go to the Bubonic Plague. Mm-hmm. Or during the time of the bubonic plague. They're walking down the street, coming up on the cathedral.
Yep.
Thanos, hand in hand, goes, I'm going to do this for you, my love. Right. Wipes out everybody.
Yep.
She's impressed. She's happy. They decide, all right, let's go enjoy this moment in the park and stare up at this beautiful architecture while we enjoy a nice plaid blanket with a basket on the grass. Is that what we settled upon?
Yes. Make sure there's trees there, but yes.
Oh, you can't forget the trees. I'm sorry.
In a partly cloudy day.
You? I'm gonna kill you. You said you wanted sunshine. I wanted gloom.
No. It's partly cloudy, and I would say 68, 69 degrees. Let's go with 69 degrees.
I think we nailed that date.
I think so, too. It took a little bit, but we got where we needed to go.
Yeah, we got there in the end, I guess.
There's something we need to discuss, little one.
And now it's time in our episode that we try our hand at being HR managers. And what job would we hire Thanos for? Wes, I'm going to let you take this one first.
Why aren't you just using your normal voice?
Because this is show business, baby.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We're basically famous. We're stars. Thanks. I need that reminder sometime. What job would I hire them to do? Well, after Thanos retires, you know, after he kills the universe, he goes to that little farmland planet and just sorts farming little different crops, getting different fruits and veggies out. So if I ever had a farm, I think I'd hire him to be my farmer.
I lost all audio.
What?
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear you at all. All right, and we had some technical difficulties because we're all just trying to figure this out.
It seems to only be on your end.
Yeah, you know what? We're not pointing fingers at this point in time.
I think I just did.
But anyways, as High School Musicals say, we're all in this together, and we're going to work through it, and we're going to get through this episode with you as our audience, and we appreciate you. Wes, you can continue with your thoughts on the farming.
I'm sorry, I'm just amazed at what you just said. I'm just kind of speechless right now.
I'm a captain of morale.
You're a captain of shit. Who cares? This is dumb. I don't care. I was talking about Thanos farming. That's all I got. Okay. That's what I would hire him to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that's what he did after he retired.
You have not seen the How It Should Have Ended with the Thanos farming song?
No.
Where he's in his farm planet and he's walking through the plants and his little song, half the universe had to die so I could have these plants, and then Thor comes out of nowhere and hits him.
Half of the universe had to die so I could have these plants. What the heck?
Look it up, How It Should Have Ended.
Alright,
Endgame. Hilarious.
I'll have to do that. I haven't seen all those episodes. I don't really go on YouTube that much.
Yeah, I always check in once I see a bunch of movies. I go in to see if they have something back on them. The Rise of Skywalker one is actually very hilarious. I know you hate the movie, but it is hilarious what they did with it.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out too. I probably won't. I say I will.
I'm going to send you the links.
I think you already did.
And what we'll do, listeners, is I will put those links on our Facebook page so you guys can
see.
Let's be interactive. We're active with you, so you can be active with us.
Audience engagement.
And then maybe you guys can.
That's how we get our followers.
Yeah, and then maybe you can send us a weekly or an episode question.
Oh, yeah. Now that we're back, we're season two, baby.
We are back. All right, so you say farmer.
For yes, I do say farmer.
I think he'd be an effective exterminator.
Okay.
He's good at it. He knows death.
You think that's a little on the nose?
Yeah, but you know what? That's a talent of his, and he is a go-getter on that one. We'll call him that. And his work ethic towards a mission is undeniable. And I would hire him and probably give him 5 stars for the extermination job of some pest or rodent in an apartment or house.
Hmm. Or what if he thinks you're the facility? Pest? And he just kills you.
No. If you're paying him for a job, he's going to see it through.
Okay.
Look. Pretty, isn't it? Perfectly balanced, this whole thing should be.
And here we are to what Eric likes to say, the meat and potatoes of our podcast.
Yeah, it's where like the corned beef and cabbage.
That's not meat and potatoes.
Yeah, but it's the same sort of thing. Corned beef and cabbage.
No, it's potatoes aren't a cabbage.
I'm coining it. It's the corned beef and cabbage of this podcast.
I don't know.
You'll love it.
I don't know how to deal with you anymore. Now that we're not in the same city, I don't know if we can be friends.
You love it.
Ugh. Okay, anyway. Corned beef and beans.
No, corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, I like beans more than cabbage.
Well, now we're in Blazing Saddles. Moving on.
We're going to have a giant 20-minute fart scene for this podcast. I don't know if the listeners will appreciate that. Anyway,
after the
we're on to the good bits of this podcast. And that is where Thanos, the Mad Titan, Lil Perp, will go on vacation. So let's break him down a little bit before we go on and sort of work our way through this.
Right.
So he's probably one of the most evil characters in the Marvel universe because he comes up with his own ideas of order that is not on par with anyone else. Like, he's just pure evil and wants to kill people and see things. He thinks his way is the correct way.
Right. And no one likes that.
Yeah. And like, there's really no... There's really no like insanity behind it. Like, there's no screw loose. It's just this is what he believes.
It's a stubborn person.
Yeah.
It's like somebody that buys a round of fireball shots being like, this way is the best way at a bar. You're not going to be friends with that person.
That's a weird analogy, but okay.
But I mean, I'll
take a fireball shot all day.
I won't. It's one of those things where it's like those people that they think that they're always right and they know better than you.
Okay.
And I don't know, personally, that those people piss me off.
Why are you looking at me so strongly there, Eric? you saying I'm like that?
You're the only one I can look at right now because you're on the screen.
Anyways.
You have flexibility. Yeah. Other people don't. Anyways, to the vacation.
Okay. Well, okay.
I know we're breaking things down.
No. Yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
But when somebody goes on vacation, they want to relax.
Thank you for telling me what a vacation is.
At that point in time.
So we're at the point where you're condescending and drunk, not just drunk.
No, I'm just putting it out there for the listeners, just the roadmap.
I think we have intelligent listeners. You don't need to condescend to them. They know what a fucking vacation is.
I speak well to them all the time. You're the
I know.
I always stick up for them.
Hey, season two, I've changed my ways.
No, you haven't. It's only a matter of time. So Thanos would use something that his retirement, he doesn't want to be in the Mad Titan game anymore, or the extermination game, or telling people what to do game for a vacation. He wants 2 weeks off.
Okay.
From that. And I feel like Thanos is a bit of an introvert.
What gives you that vibe?
Because he likes his solitude. He has his followers.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like big crowds because he thins them out to about 0.5%.
Well, 50%, not 0.5%, but...
Well, half of the population.
Okay.
My thinking is he does not like crowds because he likes to thin them out.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with you. It's not so much that he doesn't like crowds. It's just he doesn't like disorder.
Well, and the more people you bring in, the more disorder you're going to have. So again,
not necessarily, because I mean that he controls people.
Uh huh.
So but if he has the order, or if he can control these people, I think he's okay being in a larger group. But go on with your original thought. I'm curious on where you're going.
Yeah, for vacation. So he's going to want to get away. So what I'm thinking is he's going to go down under.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to go on a walkabout in the outback.
Okay.
Just kind of get away, get some inner meditation, kind of refocus his efforts. Because, you know, when you're out in space...
There's like nothing in the Australian outback.
Yeah, that's how he can refocus his efforts. Get that balance back.
Yeah, but it's just desert.
Uh-huh. And it's the walkabout to find yourself again, to refocus your efforts.
You could do the same thing just by sitting in the same spot and looking at the same thing.
No, but it's a spiritual thing where you're in the outback, walking on those red sands, climbing those plateaus like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2.
Can we change the Australian outback to like the New Mexico desert, and then he can trip on peyote so that he can get the religious experience that you talk about? Or the spirit, not religious, sorry, spiritual experience.
I'm going to disagree with you there just a little bit. I mean, I get that it's a desert, it's a desert, it's a desert. But
it's not really the desert. It's more of just being around peyote.
I understand that. But again, the outback walkabouts, you don't need that extra drug hallucinogen. And I feel like he's a person that doesn't need that, or it probably won't have a lot of effect on him. And then in Australia also, they just had the wildfires. So like that's another, like, he's there with a lot of death and destruction also.
Hmm.
Which, praying for Australia to recover from that. But back to that. That's why I thought the Australian outback, it's more of non-drug induced, but you're just delirious from dehydration.
I don't see that seclusion in the Australian desert as a typical, like, fake. I don't know.
It's a special vacation for special people. And I feel like Thanos is a category of those special people that just need that. I don't know.
There are other places where you can go to be secluded.
Yeah, I know.
And he can travel through the entire universe. Like, I feel like the Australian outback is just kind of...
So what are you going to say, Pluto? Like, no one goes to Pluto.
The Plutonians. Pluto Nash. He's from there, right?
Yeah, and Rick and Morty had the Plutonians up there, too. And then Aqua Teen Hunger Force had their Plutonians as well. I fucking love that show.
This little weird squiggly creatures, yeah.
Yeah, with the German accent.
Yeah. They had that one weird long appendage.
Oh, what's all the questions? What are they barbecuing over here?
All right, let's... I don't feel settled.
You don't
on
agree
this.
With the Australian outback. Okay.
I don't. So what takes me away from that is, one, like, after he got rid of 50% of the population,
yes,
he went to a highly vegetative planet.
Okay.
So
you're thinking more of farm life.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to be, like... too predictable with that, but I feel like that shows what he's interested in, and like for his seclusion, he wouldn't choose a literal desert wasteland where there's no life at all.
I got it.
Okay,
I got it. The Brazilian rainforest.
See, that I can get on board with. So like I said, he doesn't hate life. He just hates disorder and chaos.
All right, so hear me out. A Amazon rainforest river cruise.
I'm into it.
Then he can go down. He gets those tribes that are there that are all disordered. And he comes in. He's a titan. He's a god. They'll bow down to him. He doesn't care what happens to him, so it's like a little vacation pet project.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, even in the comics, like, he planets that he rules over because he's so powerful and they're kind of less civilized. And I'm not making any political point for any of the tribes in the Amazon, but they do worship him as a god, even though he's not. And I can see him getting off on that, and like if he's traveling down through the Amazon, he could
and enjoy plenty of vegetation. There. Yeah. All right. So take the Jungle Cruise movie and replace The Rock with Thanos.
Wait, there's Jungle Cruise movie?
Oh yeah, did you not know that?
Is that the movie title, Jungle Cruise?
Yeah, it's based off of the Disney ride.
No, and The Rock is in it.
The Rock, yep, and Emily Blunt.
Oh, is this the new movie coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see that.
So basically, take The Rock and replace him with Thanos, and that's his vacation.
They're basically, they have the same build.
Right. Boom. We have their vacation right there.
All right. Let's send this to The Rock. Let's see if he can endorse our podcast.
I mean, he might be into it. He might ask us to do a little PG and take out the swearing because he's, you know, doesn't do that anymore.
No, he just still does Fast and Furious. Do they not curse in there?
No, not really. They're PG-13 nowadays.
Oof.
Yeah. But,
that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, we'll have
all right, to get so, all right, so I'm good with a Amazon rainforest river cruise.
Okay, but there's a little bit of seclusion there, too. Like, he can have some
as long
time
as he goes by himself. Yeah.
Right.
All right, so the next part we would have to think about is, obviously, it goes against the act of seclusion, but
right.
Who as a vacation buddy, who he would want to go with? Yes. You have anyone in mind? Ready to go. Let's go.
I have two in mind because I couldn't pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll help you choose.
So one was a Samuel L. Jackson character that is Shaft. Not Nick Fury.
Oh.
No. Have you seen The Kingsman?
Yeah.
Valentine.
What's your reasoning behind that?
His whole plan is kind of save the planet by
you're right.
Taking out part of the population. So they have a lot to talk about because they have that connection there. They feel like they know what's best for the planet and Thanos the universe.
Hmm. That's a
population.
That's a very good dot connect.
Yeah. So that was my immediate thought. And then I was also thinking.
I like that one.
Another one is, and I know this is considered a hero, but I think he can corrupted.
Okay.
When in one-on-one conversation with Thanos, and that would be Captain Planet.
Hmm.
Because of the environment.
Yeah. The only thing I can see about Captain Planet, though, is he cares too much about people, and Thanos is the exact opposite. Like, he wants to wipe them out, where Captain Planet is more willing to work with them to save the planet and, like, change their ways.
But when on a one-on-one of Thanos, which he is a bit of a manipulator.
Yeah, you're right.
He can make the case for that every one of Captain Planet's villains is a human that's damaging the planet.
No, I get it. I think it would work.
If you take out half of them, half of your work's gone. And the planet saved that much faster.
So if I had to compare Valentine with Captain Planet, I think I would go Valentine. I think that's a really good choice. And I honestly don't have a better one, unless maybe just like a little puppy that he just wants to take and pet and be cute. Because I mean, who doesn't want to hang out with a puppy?
I mean, puppies are great. There's no denying that. But out of the two, definitely Valentine would hit it off very well at first with Thanos. Thanos would have to do a little work to corrupt Captain Planet.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to do that on vacation. Yeah. I think you're right.
Absolutely not. But that's the two that I had there.
No. Yeah. I think Valentine is our answer. That's a good movie too.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's great.
Both of them were good. The second one was.
I don't think I saw the second one, but the first one was beautiful. Everything about that movie is a perfect action movie.
And the second one just kind of followed right along. It was
Yeah.
great. If you haven't seen it yet, go see it.
Yeah, I'll go check it out.
And then the third one's coming out, the prequel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it got shut down because of COVID.
Everything that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But yeah, it'll eventually come out in theaters when theaters open back up.
You think Thanos would wear a face mask?
No, because I feel like he would want to spread it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
He'd be one to snap. He could snap it away, but I feel like he wouldn't.
No, I'm going to slowly kill these people. Well, not even that slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah, wear a face mask, people.
Yeah.
Please, for the good of everyone.
Right. Don't go off of this. It's my freedom or not. No, don't do that. Just wear the goddamn face mask.
Never mind. We don't need to get into that.
We're not political. This is a show to get away from the real life issues. Just nerd out with us, people. Nerd out and enjoy yourselves.
Well, you don't really see many Republican nerds. Because if they had their brain, they wouldn't be a Republican. Okay, let's go on to the next segment.
That would be a Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones situation. I couldn't think of one. Do you have somebody?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of options.
Well, so, like I said before, Thanos' biggest thing is order.
Yeah.
So you want to look for someone that is pure chaos, pure disorder, and anarchy. And honestly, I think the most obvious answer would be the Joker.
Yep, I see where you're going.
He would just tear shit. Obviously, they have the, you know, similarity of murdering a bunch of people, but the Joker does it in a very different way, and I think he would absolutely hate that. And yeah, like I said, unless you can think of anyone, Professor Chaos from South Park, maybe.
Nope, I got another one.
Okay,
from another franchise that I love.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't be for the murdering part. It's for the chaos part. And that would be Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Oh, boy.
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Because his whole thing is he's a chaotician. He thrives on chaos. And so
he studies it to... I mean, that chaos theory is a little bit different than actual chaos.
No, I understand that. But I feel like if Thanos got into a conversation with him...
Uh-huh.
He would hate his life because he's like,
wait, Thanos would hate his life?
Yeah, he's got butterfly effect and which way the drop's gonna go down. No, he's not gonna have that, especially on vacation. You meet him on the buffet line on the river cruise going down
the good old buffet line. Yeah, that's what they have on the Amazon river cruises.
And he's just like, hey, you know. There's this water here. Put your hand out and I'll show you how it's crazy. You know, like his tactics to hit on Ellie Sattler in the car in Jurassic Park before they see the Triceratops. I'm going with Ian Malcolm.
Oh, such a good scene. I kind of like mine more, but yours yeah, is a good runner-up.
I mean, yeah, well, if you're going to go for chaos, I mean, Joker is basically the king of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But now is no time to mourn.
And now we're getting to that time where we get that after action report on the drink. I love that drink.
After action.
Oof. On that drink that we've been drinking sexy. The entire time. The Thanos cocktail. So, Wes, you want to start it off on that one?
I think he brought it home with just the Thanos cocktail. It's great.
These
purple monsters that I've been drinking. I call these big perps.
They go down very easily.
They're literally like the Kool-Aid jammers from my childhood, yeah. Where you twist off the top and you get that little bit of juice in the top. And you just suck that down. But
yeah,
instead of just that little bit, it's filled with vodka.
Right.
And also the flavor. So it's good.
So the tip for everyone trying this drink is...
I highly, highly recommend it. It's good. It's one of our better ones. It's no...
no slashers.
Yeah, it's no slasher old fashioned. What was that? Cinnamon old fashioned?
It was the Elm Street old fashioned.
Elm Street old fashioned. Yeah, that was very good. This might be number two or three.
I'm going to go with number three because the Wet Bandits were pretty good.
Yeah, those were good too.
Of course, I forgot ingredients.
Dude, we got fucked up. If you're just joining us now listening, go back and listen to our Wet Bandits podcast.
It was our Christmas special.
we got so absurdly drunk that we couldn't finish the episode.
It was, you sent me home in an Uber, and
I don't remember this.
I was in the Uber, and then all of a sudden it all hit me, and the next morning I woke up and I'm like, you texted me and you said, hey buddy, how you doing? And I'm like, I got really drunk, it all hit me. And your response was, yeah, I put you in the Uber because you weren't making sentences.
That's why I do remember that bit where we were finishing the episode, or trying to finish the episode, and I like asked a question and you just go, and then just kind of like fell over, and I was like, oh, we should probably end this, huh?
Yeah, that was not our shining point, but I feel like I think that's our pinnacle.
We can only go down from there.
But the thing I have to say about this drink is you have to layer it, but my suggestion is put a little bit of vodka between each layer to kind of help mix it a little bit. Because if you have all the vodka at the top, it's going to catch up with you really quickly.
I mean, you know how fluid densities work, right?
Yeah, but I like the little barrier of vodka between the two layers, three layers.
Well, if you pour the vodka has less density, so it'll just float to the top regardless.
Wes, mentally, it feels like it's mixing. And after a certain point of drinking, whatever you think is the real life.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But yes, it is a definitely try. Look at our Facebook page. That recipe will be up there.
Today?
It is up there.
Oh, okay, cool.
When you're listening to it, it will be up there.
Yeah. Let's give it a rating out of 5 stars. Maybe 10 to make it easier.
No, we did it out of 10 for Loki. So let's keep it out of the 10.
Okay. Well, Loki was a bad decision.
Yeah, that was like a 4. But we've done out of 10 for most of them.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little sugary. You can't have too many of them.
I mean, it's Gatorade sugary, so
right, electrolytes, you're not going to get dehydrated.
I mean, I would also give it an 8, so I agree with you. I think what makes it the most sugary is the lemonade, or at least I was using Brisk, I think.
Oh, yeah, I had a Simple Valley.
Oh, yeah, so that's probably better quality lemonade. Mm. I just got sugar lemon drink.
Thank you, GoPuff, for delivery.
Okay, we're not into the plug section yet, Eric. I like mine. It's good. It's super drinkable. It's a cool little purple drink. If you want to make the layers, it looks cool. Check out just our Instagram. You can see. What's that?
They have a big enough glass for it, because we started in highballs.
Yeah, we moved to higher quantities. But overall, yeah, it's very good. The blue Powerade mixes well with the purple Powerade into a sugary purple mix.
And you know you're getting your electrolytes.
Yeah, so I definitely won't be hungover tomorrow. It'll be great.
That we will see. Hmm. I'm hoping not, but, you know, we could be still tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure we will be.
But you know what? It might be like a college hangover. Remember those hangovers that by noon you're all set and ready to go?
I miss those days.
Yeah, it just gets worse as you get older.
My hangovers last the whole day. I'm gone. I'm dead. I don't want to talk to anyone.
I've had multiple day hangovers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Don't get old, kids.
It's bad.
Just don't do it. Anyways, I think that's good for our final drink review. Eric,
it's good. Drink it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any final thoughts on Thanos?
Yes. So coming up to the release of Endgame, there was an internet theory that was floating around about Ant-Man. This theory. Then how he would defeat Thanos with going up his butt and then becoming big. I don't agree with this theory. I think it's a gross theory. I think you could have had more creativity.
I don't think you can get any more creative.
Nope. You could have had much more creativity. I think it was crass.
I think you mean ass. Why? What don't you like about this theory? It's amazing.
I think it's dumb. I think it's just a dumb middle school theory. And
have you been on the internet before?
I love my middle school humor and, you know, the dirty humor. But that one, I'm just like, why are we just... And it just kept on going as a theory.
It would work.
No, it wouldn't.
Why not?
Go in his ear. Go in his mouth. Go in his nose. It's a lot cleaner. You don't get pink eye that way.
He's got a mask on. He's fine.
That's double pink eye for Ant-Man.
He's got a mask on.
Double pink eye.
Well, you're just wrong.
That's how you get most of your diseases, is up the bum.
I'm sorry. What science backs this up? What the fuck are you even talking about?
I am not a doctor.
Let's put a disclaimer here.
Just putting it out there. I think it's gross. It's probably going to smell bad. How are you going to get that smell out of a suit?
The washing machine. It's fine.
Hank is going to be real pissed off at Scott.
It's not Hank's anymore.
Well, he brings it back to Hank for dry cleaning.
Not
in the
comics. No, he's fine. What? What the fuck are you talking about? These are the worst final thoughts. I think you're just upset that you didn't come up with the butt theory.
No, I feel like the butt theory was unimaginative.
I think it's great.
That's fine. You can think that. I think it's unimaginative.
Well, I think I'm right. And so does all of the internet. And they don't lie.
Not all of the internet. It was just Reddit, who also disparages The Last Jedi as well, which let's not get back into that.
Well, Star Wars fan culture is just toxic in general.
Yeah, because of the goddamn internet now.
It's always been toxic.
Yeah, all right. Well, 99 was the start of the internet, and that's when all shit started.
Oh, God. We're getting off
topic. Yeah, now we're going down another rabbit hole.
Anyways, thank you for listening to Thanos on Vacation.
If you have made it this far, thank you, and wait for our next villain. Because we're going to figure that out and let you know.